Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gauton, BleedingGreenNation.com. Eagles, a Thursday night game. They visit the New York Giants tonight. And Brandon, the Eagles are 2-3. They've lost two straight, coming off that loss to Minnesota. Today, is tonight a must-win for this team?
I really think it is, because I think if the Eagles lose this game, they are dropping to 2-4. They're at the bottom of the NFC East. Is the season over exactly? I don't know, because the East is so bad. But I just feel like, for gauging where this team is at, I just think they really need this win. It's kind of like a statement. It's kind of a game where they can get right and kind of put the mistakes of the early season behind them a little bit, get to first in the NFC East at 3-3, show that, yes, they are still a team to be reckoned with. Otherwise, you know, they lose this game, it's ugly, and I just don't really know how things get much better from there.
How much does losing Jay Ajayi for the season hurt them?
It's a good question, because I don't think it's completely devastating, just because you looked at how the Eagles were able to get some good production out of the running game without Jay Ajayi in week three, when the Eagles just had Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood and Josh Adams as their active running backs. And on that day against the Colts, they still rushed for 142 yards, 4.4 average. So it seems like they might be able to get by. I think for as much as this Eagles offensive line has underperformed in general, they've still been very good as a run-blocking unit. So I do think they will be able to move the ball on the ground, especially getting Corey Clement back. I think that's a big addition for him now that he will play. So I do think they will be able to move the ball. And that's not to discredit Ajayi. He's a very good player. I just think with what they have going right now, they still should be able to have an effective ground game.
Do you expect the Eagles to split up the carries specifically tonight, or do you think one back's going to emerge as the guy?
I think it's going to be a split once again. First of all, that's just what we usually see under Doug Peterson. We've never really seen a true 20 carry per game guy under his system. And just also because you're getting Corey Clement back and he's coming off of this injury still, I don't think they're going to just want to give him a totally massive workload coming off of that. And then Wendell Smallwood, I just don't think he's good enough to warrant that exactly either. So I think it's going to be something like we saw in that week three Colts game, where Corey Clement had 16 carries, Wendell Smallwood had 10, and then Josh Adams had 5. I think it's, you're kind of looking at that kind of pecking order for these running backs.
Lane Johnson, a late add to the injury report, now questionable with an ankle issue heading into tonight. How alarming is this, and how does this change the dynamic if he can't go?
Well, it's definitely a big loss. You know, for as much as Lane Johnson has struggled a little bit in these past couple of weeks with giving up those strip sacks, he's still obviously a very good player overall, and you want him out there on the field, because without Lane Johnson, you know, you're starting Hagopoulos, Vaitai, and all of a sudden, if Jason Peters has to leave the game early, like he has been the past couple of weeks, sometimes not very long, but still he's not playing the full set of reps always, now you're potentially kicking Isaac Simalo, who's starting at left guard, out to tackle, and then you could be putting Stefan Wisniewski back in at left guard. So there could be a lot of offensive line change-ups if Lane Johnson doesn't play tonight. The only good thing, I guess, the silver lining in this regard is that the Giants do not have a good pass rush. They rank dead last in sacks. They rank 27th in quarterback hits. So the Eagles might be able to weather the storm without him, but it's certainly not ideal.
Other side of the football, Giants have some weapons, and it looks like they figured some things out last week in that loss to Carolina offensively, getting over 30 points. How concerned are you about the Eagles' defense, given their road struggles against this Giants offense?
You know, we saw it last year where the Giants just seemed to kind of have their way a little bit with the Eagles' defense, and uncharacteristically so. I mean, this Giants team was just not very good at all last year, but for whatever reason, they did have success moving the ball against the Eagles. It felt like Jim Porch's defense just couldn't stop those slant routes time after time. The Giants would just keep moving the ball. So It's going to be a tough challenge for the Eagles with Odell Beckham here and with Saquon Barkley being as talented as he is. But the fact that the Eagles have they're going up against a quarterback who is turnover prone and a quarterback who can be pressured because this Giants offensive line isn't very good, I do think that mitigates some of those weapons a little bit. The Eagles are really going to need to get turnovers in this game because that's something they haven't been able to rely on this year. They only have five. Only two teams have fewer than them. So they're really going to need to force Eli Manning into some bad mistakes tonight.
Brandon Lee Galton, BleedingGreenNation.com, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Eagles who visit the Giants tonight. Brandon, if someone wants to check out more of your work, what should they do?
You can read my work at BleedingGreenNation.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at Brandon Galton. And you can check out Bleeding Green Nation's podcast at BGN Radio.
Brandon, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.